This is meeting number two for the trip, and we are we're hopefully getting ready and getting prepared, and you guys hopefully have looked over some of the stuff from the last meeting, and we'll be moving forward here today talking about some of those other things. But let's just start off with the vision and the verse that we always look at with every missions trip, and just keeping this in mind. Acts 1:8, you'll be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. You know, this is a shortened version of the Great Commission, and so please do not take lightly the fact that we're on mission for Jesus, and that this is what he's called each and every one of us to do, and that's not something to take lightly at all right? The accommodations and travel piece have not changed, all right? We're going to be leaving Sunday, July 1st, and we will be back on Friday, July the 6th. I'm not sure what time we will be back yet on Friday. So if I were you, if you've got any kind of anything planned, this always happens. There's always somebody who's like, hey, we're leaving for vacation the day you're supposed to be getting back. If you could not, that would be great. You know, like 4 or 5 months out now, and actually you've known longer. Because I don't know exactly what time we're going to be back. So I can't guarantee that you're going to be back in time to leave, because we might be getting back late that day. I'm not 100% sure, because I'm still working on some of the maybe fun stuff that we could do on that day, as opposed to just jump in and go. So yeah, we'll be back Friday evening. Still staying at a place down there near to Clendenin, where we're going to be working and all of that. So make sure that you have, if you don't have it yet, maybe start preparing to, like, we're not going to have necessarily beds, at least I don't know that for a fact. So you might want to have an air mattress. They recommend you bring a twin-sized air mattress, by the way, because we are going to be there with a couple other churches. So so maybe getting an air mattress and those kinds of things, so that you can have a place to sleep that's not just a concrete floor, would be good. The building does have AC, from what I'm being told, so that will be good. But we're going to be eating and all of those things in the place where we're staying. So hopefully at the next meeting I'll have a little more information on that stuff. But just some things to be looking at now. You know, maybe you could jump on Amazon and get a air mattress if you need one. Now might be a good time to do it, because when camping season comes along, they go up higher in cost. So yeah, expectations and requirements. Let's talk about this for just a second, because we should know these. But just as a reminder, church attendance on Sundays, 3 out of every 4 Sundays, unless there's something I need to know, is a thing. So this is something we're keeping track of, and I'm going to hold you guys to, quite frankly. So let me know if there's an issue or something in training meeting attendance. If you've already missed one, you can't miss any more. I need you to be here. We all need to be on the same page in all of this. So training meeting attendance, 75% of those. You know, participation in general fundraising to receive a cut is usually an expectation. But to be honest, I don't know if we're doing anything that's considered a general fundraiser this year, at least not right now. So it's all kind of individualized, and we'll talk about that as we get there. So, and then, of course, a heart to serve. If you don't have a heart to serve, then let's talk about that, too, because I'm not sure maybe why you're going on a missions trip. So training meetings, here's the next two dates for training meetings on Sundays from noon to 2. May 6th is the next one, so we got a little bit of time between our next one. So May 6th is there, but here's why this is important, because final payment is due the following Sunday. So May 6th, our next meeting, final payment will be due the following, and then June 24th is our last meeting. So if anything changes there, I will let you guys know as far as timing. Cost has not changed, still $500 a person. $225 total needs to be in your account today. If you're wondering about where you're at on that, you can talk to Lauren or I after or during our break here that we're going to have, so that we can make sure that you're all set. But quite frankly, guys, we got to send a check out to Next Step Ministries this week to secure our spot. So this is kind of the make or break. And if, you know, you're maybe not going to be able to go or something along those lines, like, we got to know that, because we've got to send payment in. And everything that has been turned in thus far is all non-refundable, just FYI. So if there's a thing where like you can't go, I can't give you your money back because it's gone. It's not just us. The church would have to eat it, and that's just something we're not going to do. So again, final payment is due May 13th. $225 in your account today. Hopefully everybody's turned it in. I think we're pretty good for the most part on this. So again, if not, talk to me afterwards or when we take a break here in a few minutes. We can talk then. So we'll talk fundraising here for just a second. Mixed bags, if you sold mixed bags, those were due today. If you maybe forgot them or something along those lines, let me know. We can get you hooked up with Kristen so that you can get your orders to her and we can get those placed. If for some reason you forgot them. Pepperoni rolls, as I mentioned this morning, delivery is going to be Friday. If you want to pick them up here Friday night, you can, but it didn't seem like anybody wanted to. Is anybody planning on picking them up here Friday night? I'll be here I guess I could be here whenever. The pepperoni rolls will get here whenever during the day. I don't know, though. Sometimes they've been here as early as 10 a.m., and other times they've been here as late as 2. So it'll be somewhere in there. They're going to call me and let me know exactly what time. But generally, I've done it from about 4:30 till about like 6, something like that on Friday night. I can do that if need be, or I can just specifically meet you here at a specific time to get yours if you need to pick it up. Does anybody want to take advantage of that, or are you just going to get them all on Sunday? You might be here. You could just get them for Glitter and Grace. Okay. That's totally fine. I can swing up here and get them for you. So, yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah. So keep that in mind. Yeah. Again, next one, chalk covered strawberries. We're starting that today. $10 a box is what they're being sold for. You can grab the green forms right back there. Again, make sure that you're checking whether it's pickup or delivery and that you know what that means, please. Now through May 9th, so you got a while to sell those, but we make really good money off these. So feel free to grab as many of those as you think you're going to need. And even if you pay off this trip, you can just start stocking up your account for camp or whatever else you would like to use it for. So, and then we've got support letters still back there, and you can still download those on the website if you want to send out letters to people to help raise money for your trip. That's always a good idea and always seems to pay off. So are we good on fundraising? Anybody have any questions on fundraising? Everybody good? I think we're all good there. Yeah, good. All right. Of course, everything you need for the trip can be found online at connect316.com/missions. There is online payment there now, by the way. It was kind of there before, and I had to take it down because it was getting confusing. But there's an online payment form that's available there now that you can pay toward anything, actually, with a card. So just follow the instructions that are there. You can choose what event you want to pay for. You can even start paying toward camp if you want. Right there. I've got something in there for that, but you can make payments online there if you'd like, and we're good. So start there first. Everything's online. The meetings are online. You can listen to the meetings and all of that there, and review anything that you need to know. So with that, I'm going to open it up for any questions. Does anybody have any questions about anything for the trip? I think it's important for us to just be able to say and just have this time open. Everybody good? Everybody good? Nobody has any questions about anything? Wow. All right, cool. All right, well, we've got a whole spiritual training aspect that we usually do here. Didn't know if we wanted to take a quick 5-minute break. If anybody needs to take a break for bathroom or any of that stuff, if we need to do that. You guys want to break for a couple of minutes or not? Gosh, is anybody even alive? Like, everybody's just...
All right, let's just take a break. Yeah. Let's just take a break. Maybe someone will wake up if we have a break.
It's weird when somebody's just staring at you like that, isn't it? Welcome to my world. All right. All right, we're going to take a break for like 5 minutes. So we're going to go into our training portion of this. So let's listen up. Hopefully you guys remember or you hung on to that pink packet that I gave you last time that said community info. There's a couple left back there on the table there. And so I want to talk about that for a second. Thank you. How many of you actually read through that packet? Just, yeah. All right. So a few of us read through the packet. All right. Not all of us. That's okay. You've got time to read through it some more. How many of you don't even know where it is? All right. There's more back there on the table. It's not that long. All right. It's only a few pages, but it's community information, and so I want to review just a little bit, and I want to see maybe what you guys know. Don't worry about the packet you just got handed out. We'll look at that here in a minute, okay? Give me one reason for unemployment in the area. Where we're going? Yeah. Water damage. Okay. I guess, yeah. All right, give me another one. Give me another one. Yeah. What's that? Okay, yeah. Less money to hire people and stuff like that because of the damage from all the floods, sure. Yeah. The water damage was definitely one. Anybody think of another one? It's in the packet? This is all stuff that's in the packet. I don't want this to feel like school, but it's going to for a minute. Yeah. Well, that's one thing for sure. That's definitely one thing, actually, and on the other side of it too, drug addiction is also a reaction to the unemployment. So they're kind of like a vicious circle down in that area. Coal mines being shut down is another one. It's a big coal mining area. Is that what you were going to say? Diana was going to say that. She's probably the only one that did the reading. Let's be honest. Yeah. Are the towns in, okay, so are the towns down there, are they spread out or are they close together? They're spread out. JL's yelling spread out. Yep. They are spread out. Why is that bad? Are you cheating off the, yeah, you are. Yeah, you're cheating. It is true that you're cheating. That's what's true right now. All right. Why is it not a good thing that they're spread out? I heard because back there. What's that? That's a, yes, because gas is expensive. Do you have one of those sheets there too? Yeah, because gas is expensive. And if you had to drive 35 minutes to the grocery store and you could barely afford groceries to begin with, now you're rationing your gas and your money and all those kinds of things. So just things about like understanding where we're going. West Virginia is number what in unemployment in the U.S.? Anybody know? Two. Number two. Anybody know what number one is?
Ohio.
It's not Ohio. It's not Ohio.
Washington, D.C.
Alaska. Alaska. Not that that really matters. It's just interesting. Yeah. All right. What kind of things are linked to unemployment that we find in the communities in West Virginia? Mike already said one of them. Drugs and alcohol. Yep. Is something there. Prescription drug abuse. Things like that. Do families usually stay around or move on in those areas? They do stay around. Why do they stay around? And that's more important than my entire town's destroyed. Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, that's I'm not being like sarcastic. I'm being like serious. Like, that's exactly right. Like, I don't know about you guys, and I think that's kind of a personal thing. But you know, if my entire town was destroyed, I would probably think about moving to a different town. I don't know. It would at least cross my mind. That doesn't even cross their mind. It's not even a thing. Here's something else to consider. If I say, it's getting a little churchy, but it's something to understand. If I say somebody's KJV only, do you guys know what that means? Okay, and what is meant by that? What do I mean by that? Basically, yeah. What Mike said, every other version of the Bible doesn't count. That's the only one that matters. That is a bigger deal down there than it is up here. Our church, unfortunately, used to be that. And a lot of things come with that. We're not that, clearly. You guys hear me speak from a bunch of different versions of the Bible. But that is a thing down there. That's not a thing that's like a, oh, they're terrible kind of thing. It's just a thing to keep in mind. That if we're going to... It's more of a thing to keep in mind down there that, like, if we're going to hand out Bibles or we're going to be talking to people and we've got tracts and things like that, it's important to understand if, like, handing them a tract that's in the NLT or the NIV is going to be, like, instantly offensive to some people around there is something to just keep in mind. It's just the area down there, the preferred version is KJV. So would you say that the people down there are conservative Republicans or like liberal Democrats? It's conservative. For sure. All right, here's the deal, guys. These are important things to understand. It's important to understand the community that you're going to, okay? It's important to understand the community that you're going to. Why? Absolutely. Yeah, essentially. I don't know if you necessarily want to quantify it as kind of the right or wrong thing, but it has more to do with the, we don't want anything to be a hindrance from sharing the gospel to people, right? And even if it's something as simple as... you know, just having an understanding of where they're coming from and understanding that these are the kind of people that their house and their entire town being destroyed does not mean let's pick up and move. It means, well, we're just going to sit here and deal with it. Even just knowing that that's their mind frame, it's an important thing to do. It's an important thing to do. And so we've got to have this mission mindset. And the goal of the training and what we're going to be talking about is for us to kind of develop this unified mission mindset and to have the mindset of reaching people in the mission and understanding them in order to reach them. And so we're going to be talking about four core values and understanding the community we've talked about. And the last time we talked about the first one, which was humble servant. That was the last meeting. I hope you guys remember some of the things from there. If you don't, we've got more of the packets from last time, or you can listen back. But each meeting, we're going to dive into these core values a little bit and talk through them. And today, we're actually going to divide into connection groups. For those of you that haven't been in a connection group before on missions trips, this is something we normally do. We didn't do this on the last one, but it is something that we normally do. And essentially what it is we're divided into small groups amongst us and amongst the leaders. And there's a couple of reasons for that. The first is a logistic reason. To be honest, it's really easy when we're going from place to place for me to just look at Mike and go, Mike, you got your group? Yep. Mike, you got your group? He's like, no, he never knows. No, he don't care. No, I'm just kidding. But I think you get it. Like, from a logistics standpoint, it's just a lot easier for me to just go, guys, find your connection group leaders. And then, you know, everybody can get their count and know, and we're good. So that's one of the main reasons for it. The other reason is so that when we are doing the training and we are doing things like this and we are doing projects, when we're on the trip, sometimes it's going to be a lot easier for me to just go, Mike, and Mikey, you all take your connection groups. And you go this way, and I'll take mine, and you know, and JL's and Lauren's and Diana's and we'll go the other way or whatever, and so those kinds of things make it make it easier as well. But when we're diving into some of these things, it's important for us to have not only the large group training like this, but for the small group training as well, for us to be able to talk and converse and to get to know each other better and to know your leaders a little bit better is always a good thing. And here, I'll just put this out here right now so you can get this out of your system. You're probably not gonna be with your friends in your connection group because I take that into account. We need to get to know everybody. So you're probably gonna be like, I know nobody in my group. Good, you will, all right? That's okay, all right? So there's none of that. There's no like any of that kind of clicky stuff. We're stomping that out, all right? We're stomping that out and there's one team. And it's our team. Yeah, Team Jesus, whoever said that. And so it's all of us. So we talked last time about being a humble servant, and this week we're going to talk about being a fervent listener. A fervent listener, which is a really churchy word, fervent. But anybody want to tell me what they think that means? Being a fervent listener? Yeah. A good listener. A great listener. The bestest of listeners. James 1:9 says, listen, open your ears, harness your desire to speak, and be slow to anger, my brothers and sisters. And Proverbs 21:23 says, guard your words, mind what you say, and you'll keep yourselves out of trouble. What makes a fervent listener? What makes somebody a fervent listener? What are the kinds of things that are maybe involved there of somebody being a fervent listener? Talk to me. Attentive, sure.
Like actually listening, not just
hearing. Yeah, there's a difference between listening and hearing, isn't there? Mm-hmm. What's that? Giving feedback, sure, sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Corbett. Yeah, actually caring about what they're saying. Yeah, that makes a difference. That makes a difference. Having or displaying a passionate intensity is the definition of fervent, by the way. Having or displaying a passionate intensity. And so we got five focal points that we're going to look at for this topic that you have in your packet, and we're going to follow along with those. I'm just going to talk about them real quickly, and then we're going to go into groups here for just a little bit. And talk them through. And so the first one is learn their name, listen to their story, show that individual that you care and that you love them. And thinking about this in context of where we're going and what we're going to be doing, we have the chance to work with community members and inside the community. We're potentially going to be in some people's homes and working with them. And we get the chance to maybe hear some stories and for people to tell us their personal story about maybe what happened to their home, we'll probably hear some crazy stuff. I mean, could you imagine 25 feet of water hitting like your home and what that would look like? There's some crazy stories and stuff that we're gonna be able to hear. And you know, this is probably one of the most significant life events that have ever happened in the history of these people. It probably would be for you and me as well. And it's still very fresh on their mind, even though it was 2016. Like, that's still very fresh on their mind to have been completely flooded. But we need to be willing to, as it says, learn their name, listen to their story, show that individual that you care and that you love them. You know, we can hear about all the different things that have happened in their life, and that's just as important of a part of ministering to somebody as it is speaking to them, is hearing back from them. You ever be talking to somebody and you can just tell they're just not even paying attention? They're just looking like right through you. That's what I do to most of you guys. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. But like, you know what I'm saying though, when you've talked to somebody like that and they're just like staring at you, like how I get stared at a lot of times, like just the And you know that like they have no clue what's happening. We can't be like that person, okay? We need to actually care. It's one of the greatest ways to show that you care is through listening. And your generation is actually, that's an even bigger deal for you guys. Am I wrong? When you're talking to somebody, you need to pour your heart out to somebody. Boy, if they just don't care about what you're saying, that just almost makes it worse, doesn't it? That's one of the best things about God. He's always listening. Number two, ask before you pose. All right, so this is more of a, not necessarily the spiritual one, but it is in some ways. Here's the deal. We all like to take selfies. We all like to do the like photo thing. But the thing is, guys, we need to ask before we just start cracking off photos about what maybe like what has gone on here, and is it okay if I take a photo? Because the last thing we want to do is post things or glorify things. You know, taking someone's picture in their home could be something that maybe they didn't want to have happen. It could instantly put up a wall between you know, being able to share the gospel or not. You know, taking a picture of somebody's home before it's maybe been renovated or while we're working on it, they may take that as like removing their dignity in some ways, because their home is as we know, because they don't want to move away, right? We don't want somebody's home to become an image of poverty and poor, you know, to be like, oh, look at these terrible conditions that I'm in. Like, it could really come off wrong. That's really the point of all of this. We don't want to be misunderstood, misconstrued as, you know, insulting to them. So we need to ask. We need to ask about them. We need to take the time to ask the resident if they're cool if we take a photo, if we do. If you even have your phones. To be honest, we're probably going to leave the phones back where we're staying when we go on these job sites. But, you know, they'll be where we're staying. But, I mean, quite frankly, we just don't need cracked phones and stuff like that happening while we're doing construction. So it's probably just going to be easier for all of us to leave our phones back where we're staying. But when we get those opportunities to take pictures, we need to ask. And we need to be mindful of that. Number three, be a story gatherer. Ask thoughtful questions. Ask thoughtful questions. When you're talking to people and we're dealing with people on a missions trip, one of the coolest things is to be able to hear their personal story and, you know, to be eager to hear and ask questions that encourage those people to continue sharing. That's how you get to know people, and that's how you get them to open up to, you know, potentially to hear the gospel. When you ask questions, it shows that you care about somebody's life. If you're asking questions about the things that are going on in their life, so you know, think through that. Think through that as you're talking with people. And in some ways, these are like really good, just like leadership principles as well. But it's a good thing to ask thoughtful questions, not just have them tell you something and say, okay, and turn around. You know what I mean? Like, let's engage and get to know the people that we get the chance to bless. Number four, be a learner. Be a learner. Take every opportunity that you have to learn from each person that you come into contact with in the community. I've heard it said, leaders are learners. It's always good to be learning and to moving forward. Look, we don't know what they've really gone through. None of us do. None of us do. We could learn some amazing things from some of the people that we're going to get a chance to come into contact with. So we need to choose right now. I guess I'll just challenge you guys right now to make a decision in your mind that on this trip, you're going to be a learner. You're going to be somebody that learns from the experiences that we're going to be having and the people that we're going to be talking to. And it's going to show respect for the people in the community that we talk to. If you're not coming in with a, we have all the answers, and we talked about this a little bit last time too, but if you're coming in with from the perspective of, I want to learn from you, that sets a standard right from the beginning. That sets a precedent of humility. It sets a precedent of caring, because you care about that person. You're not coming in going, yeah, I know what's up. I'm from Akron. You're going, no, I want to learn from what's going on here. That's an important thing when talking to somebody, is being a learner. So that's number four. Number five is listen to the voice of the Creator. Hopefully we'll all be sensitive in this regards anyway, right? Because it's a missions trip, and it's for the Lord. And so if we're not being sensitive to what God's saying and sensitive to the Holy Spirit's leading, to be listening for God's voice, to have kind of our ears perked up for when he chimes in and says, no, go through this door, take advantage of this opportunity to talk with this person and share with this person. He's gonna speak to you through different ways. There's going to be something during the week. I'm telling you all right now. You guys are going to be more blessed if you go into it with this attitude. I promise. If you don't, if you put the wall up and you're just a turd, you're not going to get anything out of it. Okay? But if you're even just the remote, just the least amount humble and vulnerable for the Holy Spirit to work, and you ask the Lord to show you something, to teach you something through the music, through the speaking, through the time that we have together, you will come back from a missions trip more blessed than the people that we went to bless. I'm telling you right now. It doesn't sound right, but that's God for you, okay? Be willing to listen to the voice of the Creator. If we don't take the time to listen to Him, we're just going to be wasting our time. We're just going to be spinning our wheels. We got to take the time and be listening to Him. But start that now. Don't just decide like, hey, the day we go, boom, that's when I'm going to get serious about my faith. No. Start now. Start now. If not before now. Resolve to start that now and be opening your heart, opening your eyes to the stuff that He's putting in front of you and be willing to do that. So here's all 5 points. All right. Learn their name. Listen to their story. Show that individual that you care and love them. Avoid a savior mentality. Number 2, ask before you pose. Don't be an, oh wait, these are old. Don't be an elephant. That's from the last time. Sorry. Ask before you pose. I didn't copy and paste very well. Number 3, be a story gatherer. Ask thoughtful questions. Number 4, be a learner. Listen to the voice of the Creator. Listening is a big deal, guys. Listening is a big deal. It's a very big deal from a leadership perspective. It lets you know that you care. It lets you know that you're investing in people that are there. And so we need to show that we care, that we love the people that we're going down there by listening and learning from them. So we have connection groups, as I mentioned, and here are the connection groups. Here's how it is all laid out. All right, here's where everybody is going to be. Mathematically, it's kind of the way it had to work out. Some of us have a few more than others. And so this is how it's going to be. And so the leader that you are partnered up with or, you know, underneath, however you want to look at that, is who is going to be your connection group leader for the entire trip and for the remainder of all of it. All right. So that being said, what we're going to do now is we're going to dive into these things for a few minutes. So what I want you guys to do is your little handout that I gave you guys on the very back, there are some follow-up questions. And I want us to just sit down, and I know we're probably going to get done a little bit early today. I never know how much time we always really need. But I want us to divide up into our connection groups, and I want us to do a few things. I want us to spend some time going through these questions and talking and also getting to know each other. All right, because I know some of us in these groups, maybe we don't know each other very well, and that's okay. So we'll get to know each other a little bit. But let's go through these questions and talk through these things. And then I'd like your group to end in prayer. All right? Let's end in prayer, and let's pray for these things. And it'd be nice if everybody could pray, even just a sentence prayer. Listen, we're going on a missions trip. We're leaders. All right? We're leaders, and we need to step up as leaders. I'm holding you guys to a higher standard. I've told you that before, and I'll say it again. We're leaders by going on a missions trip. You realize there's nobody else in the church going on a missions trip right now. It's us. We're leading in this regard. So if we can't be people of prayer, that's a thing. So we need to pray. And so even if it's just one sentence from each of you, and these are the things that we need to pray for. And these are the things we should be praying for daily for the trip. Pray for the organization and planning. Pray for the finances. Pray for our group to develop into fervent listeners. And humble servants, like we talked about last time, and for spiritual and physical protection for our team. Be praying for all of those things, all right? So I don't know how we want to divide up or where you guys all want to go. Everybody can make their choice. I am going to, since I got the mic, I'm going to say my group is going back there at that table. Everybody else, you have your choice of where you're going to go. I know my group's going, Jay, you didn't pick the couches. It's because I want you to stay awake. All right. We'll be right back.